Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
From the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. Ram Radio and great guests today. We've got Vic Armijo joining us to talk about the men's and women's solo field for the 2018 Race Across America. Vic, always great to chat with you.
Good morning, George. Always good to chat with you.
So, of course, there's two words, Christoph Strasser.
In a league of his own, definitely.
Kind of run us through the field this year. Where do you see some really good competition, top rookies, things like that?
Well, in the men's solos, if things go as they've gone, really won't be a whole lot of what we would call competition at the front. The Christoph Strasser, of course, has been dominating the past several years. He's got four wins this year. If things go as planned, he'll have his fifth win, which will tie Jerde Robich. Of course, Christoph Strasser holds the record of 7 days, 15 hours, and 56 minutes. There's not a single rider in this year's men's field that has anything close to that. Alberto Blanco, in his rookie year back in 2011, did 9 days, 7 hours. The only other rider in the field at all with a 9-day finish to their record is Shauna Hogan in the women's 50-59, but of course she set that back in 95. Just my feeling is that Strasser, unless something unlucky befalls him, will be off the front, and we'll hopefully see some close racing between Alberto Blanco and Dizzy Viscort, and some of the other rookies might surprise us, but those two are proving themselves to be able to keep a good pace. Like I said, Blanco did 9 days, 7 hours. Dizzy, year before last, did 10 days, 18 hours, but he had some issues that year. He had some saddle sore issues. He had some issues with the heat, but in between that, he was putting in some fast split times on some of the time stations. So if luck is on his side, I think a finish of maybe a day quicker than that is possible from him, which would put him pretty close with what Alberto Blanco has proven he can do.
Now, I was going to say, I thought Dizzy was faster than that. He looked amazing at the finish line.
Like I said, yeah, he had some fast time station and some fast days, but he also had some issues. He had some time off the bike dealing with saddle sores, and that's Ram. You got to take the good with the bad.
And going back, I crystal clear remember Alberto Blanco's finish. I mean, what a great athlete, but oh my gosh, he was a wreck when he got to Annapolis.
Yeah, that's probably as trashed as I've ever seen anybody. And of course, you had a bad case of Schirmer's neck that year that developed fairly early. I mean, he had it in Kansas, and they cobbled together that brace system out of a Yakima wheel fork and duct tape and bungee cords and everything else they could think of. This looked like a painful way to go down the road, but he kept at it.
Oh, get me wrong, because there's nobody tougher out there. But oh my gosh, when I saw him at the finish, I was like, oh, that looks really painful.
And of course, we saw Blanco back. What was it? Three Rams ago, he later told me that he really didn't have any business being there. He'd signed up, and life got in the way. He didn't get in the training that he needed to. He looked good in the beginning, but I think he pulled out after 24, maybe 30 hours.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Now, he has been really instrumental in some top finishes of racers as a coach and as a crew person. The guy has really been involved in the sport. Love it.
Yeah, and I'm sure he learned a lot being a crew chief for, it was Joe Frank last year. It was funny, in Oceanside, I joked with Blanco that, we'll see you back at Ram next year. He said, no, I'm done being a racer. I'm a coach now. And then in Annapolis, Joe Franks went and said, no, I'm going to crew for him next year. He's racing. So.
Now, who are some rookie names that you can give us?
Well, we've got Joe Lawhorn. He put in a phenomenal ride at Borrego Springs aboard a fixed gear. He did over 400 miles on a fixie, I believe. He talked about doing Ram on a fixie, and my understanding is that his sponsor gave him a new bike, a new Fuji that he really liked, and decided, I think I'll go with those easy levers on my bike. Really, there isn't a fixie class, so it's more for bragging rides. I think that was a smart move on his part. Being able to coast, being able to have some gear, that's definitely will make the difference between finishing and not. Let's see, also a rookie in Ram, but not to us, is Andy Christensen. He's done Raw, is it two times or three times?
And I
he's
think three.
Strong finishes. He's been working with Marco Ballo these past few years. Of course, Marco knows as much about getting across the country in Ram as anybody, and he's done his best to instill all that into Andy. Andy's from Denmark, but he lives and works in the U.S. and sort of a honorary American at this point. Javier Itabelli, the Spanish writer. It's only the second Spanish writer that we've ever had solo in Ram. Of course, the previous Spanish writer we've had was Julian Sanz Garcia, who Javier has consulted with, and I'm sure learned a lot from Julian. Going to be interesting to see what Javier does as a rookie. Of course, it's just kind of an unknown. Got a lot of rookies in this field. We've got a couple of Indian riders. Don't know a whole lot about them. They didn't put anything on their bio. But one of them, I think it's Sundaram Naravanan. I think he's the one who crewed for one of the Indian riders last year. And there's no better way of getting an idea of what to expect than to crew before you actually take on Ram. Another rookie is Hirokazu Suzuki. He's done Ram twice. I think he's only got one finish out of those two rounds. He had a pretty good showing in Borrego Springs last November at the 24-Hour Worlds. He's our first Japanese solo in Ram. He was our first Japanese solo in Raw. So it would be interesting to see how he finishes. Let's see, who else do we have as rookies? Christian Madouit, a French writer. He's one of these guys who came over from triathlons. You know, the usual story. I did triathlons forever, and then my knees gave out, so I concentrated more on the cycling. How many times have we heard that story? He's one of these guys that's done the DECA, and that is 10 Ironman distances in 10 days. And he did one where it was kind of a continuous thing. You don't necessarily, okay, I did one today, I'm going to sleep and get up and do it again tomorrow. He continued on and, you know, kind of in a Ram mode and, you know, slept at sporadic intervals and finished the 10 Ironman distances. I believe he set a record in doing that, too. Of course, getting away from the rookies, we have Franz Preis coming back. This will be his fifth Ram. His best finish was back in 2008 when he did 10 days, 8 hours, 14 minutes. He also has a Raw finish in there. I think that was, 2 years ago?
Oh, that's
that he
right.
Did Raw.
Yep.
He's Austrian from the same town of Graz where Christoph Strasser lives. Fun guy. He gets a new ram tattoo every time he competes. His wife Michaela does those tattoos. And any of the fans out there, if Franz goes by, if you want to see him smile, ask about his dog Murphy. He's got a pit bull named Murphy that he just adores. And if you mention him, the guy's face just lights up.
Oh, it's going to be good to see Franz again. How about Michael Conti? That's someone I'm really expecting to see a good performance out of. His head is really in the right place.
He was showing some good speed, was it 2 years ago when we saw him and his follow car was rear-ended, and he came out of he ended up DNFing from that.
Yes.
He wasn't injured. None of his crew members were injured, as I recall. But it did end his ram, and it scared him. I believe his young daughter was in that follow car, and he said at the time, that's it, I'm done. You won't see me back again. And, well, it looks like we've got another case of ramnesia because he's coming back. He's done some cool things in ultra cycling. He lives in the Salt Lake area, and he's done the Saints to Sinners race, which is Salt Lake to Las Vegas, a number of times. I see him every year when he does the Hoodoo 500, which passes 7 miles from my house. I was out on course last year shooting some photos, and he along with some of the other riders, are kind of surprised to suddenly see Vic Arbeo at the side of the road taking photos. Yeah, but, hey, you know, when a race comes that close to my house, it's what I got to do. Conti, he's owned a furniture store in Salt Lake, and I guess he sold it because he shows himself as being retired.
Yep.
Retired at age 46. Not a bad way to go.
No. And, yeah, I've chatted with him, and he really says, I'm out there to have fun. I'm out there to finish. But when he's having fun and his goal is to finish, he generally goes pretty fast.
Yeah. He's got some speed behind him. I mean, like I was saying about some of the events here locally in Utah where I live, you know, he often wins or at least podiums, and that's against riders that are, you know, maybe half his age.
Now let's talk legend, Shauna Hogan.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be an interesting year. She currently holds the record for the women's 50 to 59, 12 days and something like 14 or 13 hours. That record was held by Kathy Roach Wallace. She set that back in 2011, 12 days, 15 hours, 59 minutes. So they're both going to be in the field, both looking to either better that record or take it back.
Now, Vic, I want to interject here because we've got Maria Parker, who set the 50-plus women's record on a recumbent back a couple of years ago with a pretty phenomenal time, 10 days.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal ride. That was the year that she was off course for better part of a full day. I think she was off course, maybe even been over 24 hours and then came back. But, you know, there's two categories, upright and recumbent. And she set that record on a recumbent. We're talking about Shauna and Kathy Roach Wallace on standard bikes. Shauna Hogan, of course, is another case of ramnesia. Last year, she pulled out after a little more than 3 days on the road. I talked to her within maybe 8 or 10 hours of her DNFing, and she told me at the time, oh, that's it. I realize that my time has passed, something like that. Maybe I'll do some shorter events, raw or whatever, but this is probably my last ram. Well, another case of ramnesia. She's back. She wants to get that 50 to 59 record. And I think a big factor in last year is that her husband, Pat Enright, who's usually her crew chief, wasn't able to be her crew chief last year. They had some family things going on. And he's back this year, and under his guidance, I think he's got a much better chance of making it all the way across. Of course, you know, she does still hold the women's record of 9 days, 4 hours, and 2 minutes. You know, not that she's got any ambitions of getting close to that, but you know, she wants to be in the 11-day range if she can, which is interesting in that Nicole Rice, the Swiss writer, the sole Swiss, sole woman in the 18 to 49 solos, her finish from 2016 is 11 days, 14 hours, considerably faster than what we expect Shauna and Kathy Roach Wallace to be doing by probably a full day. But these women are going to be stepping up their game. We might see a three-way women's battle going on for part of it, or maybe even all of it.
That'd be great to watch.
They're fairly evenly matched. And, of course, Nicole is only 34 years old, but she's put in some phenomenal rides. She's won Tour Tours, the Swiss equivalent of Ram, 5 or 6 years in a row. She won last year's race around Ireland and set a women's record, that compared to the men is the 8th fastest time ever posted around Ireland. That's a tough race. It's kind of like being in the Appalachians with fog and rain, you know, lots of short, steep pitches and just relentless.
And Tortur has really been, it almost seems like a predictor of who's going to do really well in Ram, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, every woman that we've had come off of winning Tortur to Ram has won. Of course, some of those wins have been when they've been the only one in the category, but, you know, finishing Ram is nothing to sneeze at either.
No. Anything you'd like to say in conclusion? I'd love it if you'd give us the dates and just a few little bits of information there.
Well, the solos are starting at the Oceanside Pier in Oceanside, California, starting at noon on June 12th. That's a Tuesday. And actually, the Raw racers go off first, the solos and the Raw teams. It takes better part of an hour for them to start. And then we change the banner on our inflatable arch from Raw to Ram, and then we start the Ram solos, and that also takes better part of an hour to get them all off. If you're going to be in the San Diego Oceanside area on June 12th, come on by. Take in part of the pageantry. It's really quite a sight to see. The atmosphere is contagious. You can't help but get pulled into it.
And where do we follow along?
Well, if you go to raceacrossamerica.org, and at the top you'll see one of the tabs is race coverage. Click on that, and that'll take you to the various means of following the race. About the best way is Ram's Facebook. That's the quickest means of the Ram media crew of posting, and so you'll find the most recent stories there and a lot more stories there. There's also Ram Media, where we put some of our longer feature stories with multiple photos. Then there's the results tab, which will show you which time stations each racer has been to and their overall times. And that's where you find just a ton of information there. If there's been penalties, credits, that's where you can find that on there. And then the live tracking is really a lot of fun. Each rider is carrying a transponder, and in real time you can watch as their little dot is going across the country. If you click on that dot, it'll give you more information as to exactly where they are in the course and how fast they're going. Of course, being an electronic device, there are issues with those sometimes. Sometimes they'll be in an area that doesn't have good reception. Your solid information comes off the leaderboard. That's their verified position, their verified time at the last time station they arrived at. Between the two of them, the live tracking and the leaderboard, you can pretty much know what's going on with the race you're trying to follow.
Well, Vic, thanks very much for taking your time today to talk about the solo field for the 2018 Race Across America. Look forward to chatting with you tomorrow about the Race Across the West field as well as the Team Race Across America field. Have a great day and look forward to following along with you. Vic Armijo joining us on Ram Radio.
Thank you, George.
From the Ram Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.